Petersburg has a new fourth grade teacher this fall, Sharon Paulson. She moved to town this summer. The floor of her home is strewn with musical instruments played proudly by five-year-old Glenn. In the middle, a steel drum marked with the first seven letters of the alphabet.
I'm sure the neighbours are thrilled.
I don't think we'll be that noisy.
Paulson signed her contract in March. She broke the news to her husband and her son and started house hunting in Petersburg.
We looked on Zillow, which was laughable, and someone said, check on Facebook, and I saw that there really wasn't very much there. I looked with the realty companies, both of them. The administrators were putting the word out for people. We had a list of Airbnbs to ask if maybe they would rent to us.
After nearly 2 months of searching, Paulson spotted a classified ad in the local paper.
That was the last kind of hope that I had. It really was like, if we can't find housing, we can't make this move. So when we finally did find a house and our offer was accepted, I could visibly see the stress fall off of my husband's face.
Stories like hers are common around Petersburg. So last fall, the Borough Assembly set up a housing task force. Assembly member Dave Kensinger is the chair.
Well, I think we need to figure out a way to start building more housing. It's pretty simple. If we don't deal with it, we won't have as many people in town.
But Kensinger says that's the easy bit. The hard part, what type of housing and how much of it? To answer that, the task force launched a community housing needs survey. It ran for a month in the summer, and it was all overseen by Anchorage-based Agnew Beck Consulting. Now, the results are in. Here's Katie Skovic, senior manager at Agnew Beck.
We had 366 responses to the community housing survey in Petersburg, which is awesome. That's about 10% of the population and a really great rate for this kind of survey.
The survey was 10 pages long with 39 questions, but here are some of the headline results. A quarter of respondents aren't happy with their housing, and most of those who aren't happy are under 45, working and still renting. Most of them want to move into family homes, but apartments and duplexes are popular too. 80% of all respondents want to see more land with utilities opened up for housing. And the survey shows that a lack of skilled labour and the cost of repair is holding people back from renovating their homes. But Skovic says that even those who don't fall under any of those categories still care about this issue.
The majority of Petersburg residents are satisfied with their own housing, but also the majority of residents say that housing is a community issue. And so to see both of those things at the same time is encouraging.
Now, the team at Agnew Beck have been sifting through all that data to calculate what housing they think Petersburg needs.
According to our housing need forecasts, over the next 10 years, there's a need for roughly 316 housing units in Petersburg. We're really looking at about 6 new units a year in 18 rehab or renovation units each year for the next 10 years.
So once the consultants submit their final report at the end of September, Dave Kensinger says there's no time to waste.
The time to done something was 10 years ago. And if we want to keep a vibrant community and we just don't want a community of a bunch of retirees, we need to address the housing problem now, not next year.
But that's easier said than done. Between land, labour and logistics, and many folks in Petersburg will have big concerns that need to be addressed first. Back at the Paulson family home, Sharon has shifted her focus to a different challenge altogether. The first day of school.
I'm very excited. You know, of course, nervous. I rarely ever sleep the day before students come to school.
Do you have a lesson plan for day one?
Oh, not yet. I don't yet, but I will.
Perhaps she can whip up a quick housing plan while she's at it. In Petersburg, I'm Thomas Copeland.